Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Karen Cortell-Reisman is our guest, folks. She's a 15-year member of our brain, actually 16-year member of our brain trust. She's one of the ladies who we turn to make sure we know how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. Karen's books, The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling, just two of the many things she's produced. Karen, tell us how to find you online.
SpeakForYourself.com, and that's for F-O-R, SpeakForYourself.com.
All right.
And we have a thriving blog and a thriving newsletter, lots of great information on our website.
She's the best, folks. I encourage you to check it out. You'll thank me later. Hey, Karen, we're talking about the fight call. Where in the acting profession, if there's some kind of a tussle going on in the play or the movie, the actors have to show up before each performance and practice every single time. And this is, you've made this a metaphor for how business people should do the same thing in preparation for whatever kind of an event or venue or moment that they have where they need to influence others. And you've got a story to tell us.
Exactly. I do. I had a client, very successful professional, who was getting inducted into a big fancy organization, and he has done everything he can in his life to avoid giving speeches. And we practiced quite a bit on the speech, but also on the fight call. What is the list of things? And I said to him, I said, listen, if you watch sports, and okay, I'll talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Oh gosh, our Dallas Cowboys. Anyway, do you think that the coach says, listen, we have a game in New Orleans this coming weekend, and everybody just show up whatever you want, get there. You know, the game starts at 7. We'll see you there. Right. Wear whatever you want. Mm-hmm. This is not what happens in sports, and it isn't what should happen in your businesses.
That's right.
There are specific things that you want to do. You want to get there early. You might want to even get there the day before. You want to practice at the venue. You want to know what the sound system's doing. You and I have just talked about some of our biggest nightmares. I mean, don't ever think that the mic works.
My recurring nightmare, Karen, whenever I'm going to be, well, whether I'm going to be giving a speech or not, my recurring nightmare, and I mean, this is a real nightmare, is that I don't show up. I miss it somehow.
Right.
I'm not where I'm supposed to be.
Well, this is an early program, and I put several different alarms in play, so I am here.
Yeah. I've never missed one. I've never missed one, but I'm just saying, if I have a nightmare, that's what
right.
it's about. So, but what do we, you know, one of the things that, you know, what's that book, Everything I Need to Know in Life I'd Learned in Kindergarten? Remember this, practice makes perfect. How old were you when you first time you heard that, you know?
Well, I've heard that a lot, but I'm going to add to that one saying, practice creates comfort and predictability.
Yep.
And best practices put into play, you will knock it out.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things on my list for my clients is things like get your AV working ahead of time if you're using PowerPoint.
Right. Yeah.
That will certainly minimize your nerve. Bring your own introduction that somebody's going to read about you because
Thank
they'll
you.
Lose it.
That's exactly right. Make sure that because otherwise it either won't get done or it'll be done poorly.
Or another thing, practice what you're going to say. You're opening your close, and it's like that is a real true fight call. Do that 30 minutes before you go on stage. Do some physical activity the morning of a presentation to warm up your body and your face. There's so many. That's just
know your audience. How about that? Know your audience.
a huge, huge, you and I have talked about that in the past. That's the stealth bomb of all communicating. If you don't know who you're talking to, if you don't know where their pain is, and you don't know what they've done right, you know, if you don't know their taboo subjects,
what are their values?
If you don't know who their decision makers are,
yep,
or their values, you're gonna be the Titanic. You're gonna hit an iceberg. you will sink if that happens. What I want to suggest, really stress to our listeners, is to figure out what is your fight call. What are the most important things that you want to put on your list, so that you know that when you face your prospects, you face your team, you face your clients, mm-hmm, you too will have predictable and positive outcomes.
And I want to as we go to the break, Karen, every call your salespeople make should have a fight call. What I used to do, Karen, I used to do self-analysis after every call. I'd replay that whole call in my head. When I'd walk out of the door and get in my car, and I'd replay everything that just happened. I call that a post-call analysis, because every post-call analysis is a pre-call analysis. Last thoughts.
For our listeners, heed what Jim is saying and what I'm saying. Have a plan. Have a checklist. That's your fight call.
Well said. I need a website again, please, Karen.
Speakforyourself.com.
The books are there. The videos are there. And all your writing, the newsletter. Hey, Karen, good job today, as always. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Karen,
absolutely. Have a
Karen
great
Cortell
day. Always great to be on your call.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. You can tell we'll have her back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.